No? You know who this is, children? This is Sleepy Joe. Oh, my goodness, old Christmas time is getting so close that you can hear the reindeer's hooves a-clopping down the roof almost. And you can almost hear the ringing of the sleigh bells on Santa's sleigh. And that's the truth. So you better tell Mama and Daddy to get busy with that Christmas shopping. Yes, indeed. Oh, talking about Christmas time, I guess one of the best stories about Christmas time is the one called Brer Snake's Christmas Gift. And I'm going to get to the telling of it in just a few seconds. But first, how about some music, children? For Merry Christmas sake. All right, children, just listen to this. Yes, indeed. That's what children's like. Music and songs and stories. And here we goes with the story of Brer Snake's Christmas Gift. And Brer Snake's Christmas Gift was no more nother than little Brer Rabbit. That's what it was, children. Brer Snake done caught little Brer Rabbit. And he was holding him prisoner down in his snake hole. And poor little Brer Rabbit was mighty frightened. And he was a-saying,
"Oh, what is you gonna do with me, Brer Snake? What is you gonna do with me? You ain't gonna swallow me, is you? Oh, no, my little friend. I should like to swallow you, because you would indeed be a tasty morsel. But you see, every year I give my friend Brer Fox a nice Christmas gift. And this year, you is going to be it.
Me?
Yes, Brer Rabbit, you. You see, this snakey old snake is going to wrap you up in cellophane. Then I was going to tie a nice blue ribbon. And I'm going to make a nice gift package. And I was going to give you then to my friend, Brer Fox.
But Brer Fox will eat me. You know that.
Of course he will eat you, my little friend. And when he has tasted your young tenderness and delicious goodness, he will say that I have given him the best Christmas present of them all.
Why does you have to get that old fox a Christmas present, though, Brer Snake? Well, Brer Fox ain't no good, and you know it.
Of course he isn't any good, and he doesn't deserve a Christmas present at all. But after all, he is the only friend I have.
Why?
Because I is a snake, Brer Rabbit, and everyone knows I is a snake, and we snakes has few friends, almost no friends at all. So then we have to take up with such no good things as foxes. And call them friends.
I would be your friend if you won't give me the Brer Fox.
Would you truly, little friend? I would much rather have a nice little rabbit for a friend than that fox.
I'll be the best friend that you have ever had in your life. I'll be the bestest friend to you that you ain't never seen nobody be more friendly than me if you just turn me loose, Brer Snake.
Suppose I would turn you loose and then give you Brer Fox for a Christmas present, instead of giving you to him.
Oh, well, I don't want him for no Christmas present.
Why?
Well, what would I do with a fox, me being a rabbit? Giving him to me would be just as bad as giving me to him. In either case, I would wind up in his stomach.
But what can I give you for a Christmas present, Brer Rabbit?
Kindness, Brer Snake.
But I has no kindness. Remember, I is a snake.
Then love.
Oh, there's no such thing as love in the life of a snake. So I can't give you love.
Affection, then.
I have none of that neither, Brer Rabbit.
Well, adoration. You can give me that for a Christmas present.
But a snake has none of those things. None at all. So you see, I have nothing I can give you. But I does have something I can give Brer Fox.
The what?
You. So you see, me and Brer Fox better be friends after all. For I have nothing to offer you in the way of friendship if we were friends.
Maybe you don't, Brer Snake. Maybe you don't have love and kindness and affection. But I have. So instead of you giving me a Christmas present, I'll give you one. I'll give you love and kindness and adoration and affection.
Oh, but what will I do with love and kindness and affection? Don't forget my brother. I as a snake.
Just let me teach you the meaning of love, that's all. And after you learn how to love everything, you're still a snake, but you'll be the happiest snake in the whole forest. How about it?
Oh, it's a terrible chance for a snake to take.
to learn to love. But I shall take the chance, Brer Rabbit.
And he did take the chance, too, children. And little Brer Rabbit taught old Brer Snake how to love and how to be kind and gentle. And he forgot all the bad things he'd never learned. And he thought only of the good things. So you see, children, there can be such a thing as love and kindness and gentleness, even in the heart of a snake. And that's the truth. It sure is. And now how about some music? Just listen to this. Oh, that's what chillin's like. Music and songs and stories. Oh, and riddles. Could y'all chillin get the riddle of Sleepy Left with you the last sentence? What has a daddy reindeer got that a mama reindeer ain't got? Could you get it? That's right, chillin antlers. Them horns kind of that sticks up of the reindeer's head. And now see, can you get this riddle twixt and tween and the next sentence? When is a cow not a cow? When is a cow not a cow? See, can you get that one? And now, full sleepy, say bye-bye. Hear a little thought that he wants to leave with his children. Christmas time is the time to sing. Both sleigh bells, toys, and everything. And now, bye-bye, children. Bye-bye. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.